Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ, good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor, all glory, all praise, and all worship to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect and honor to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought daily or any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper and all of the things that we use to study the Word of God with at this time of the day. I apologize for the technical difficulties earlier, but we'll come back with a word of prayer. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their study tools. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulty on this morning. We are usually on at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But to God be all the glory. In the midst of it all, He gives us peace in the storm. And He is the vindicator, and He makes everything beautiful in its time. Amen. So we thank God for this time and this opportunity to be together again on this day to study the Word of God together. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for this moment, for this opportunity that You have ordained on this Your day that You have given unto us because You loved us so much. Thank You, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right minds, and giving us the activity of our limbs. We thank You, Abba, for Your breath, for without which we can do nothing. Because, Lord Jesus, it is in You that we live, and it is in You that we move. And it is in You, O God, that we have our very being. We say, Our Father, who art in heaven, holy, excellent, majestic, mighty, almighty is Your name. In all the earth, For the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Lord, we thank you for your presence. For you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. We reverence you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We edify you. We extol you and we exalt you far above anything. For there is none like you in the earth, above the earth, or beneath the earth, and never will be. Holy Spirit, you are the teacher. And we thank you for teaching us on this day. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us on this day. Holy Spirit, I ask that you speak through me and put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. This we ask, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. He is awesome. You are an awesome God, a mighty God. Truly it is a blessing for all of us to be able to fellowship together as the body of Christ, to come together in a spirit of unity and break open the word of God. Lord, I ask that you move as only as you can on the listeners, the audience right now, oh God. Touch, heal, and deliver quickly. Move in an unusual way, Holy Spirit, on this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture text, hallelujah, is coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. And it is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which began, I believe, in chapter 5 of Matthew, the book of Matthew, and ends in chapter 7. And we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 12 in Matthew chapter 7. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, as I always do. And you all can follow along with me in your translations, as we always do together. Amen. And we will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to all of us, including myself, this day as we break open the Word. Amen. Beginning at verse 1 in Matthew chapter 7, in the Amplified Classic Edition, it reads, "Do not judge and criticize and condemn others so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemned yourselves. For just as you judge and criticize and condemn others, you will be judged and criticized and condemned. And in accordance with the measure you use to deal out to others, it will be dealt out again to you. Why is that true?" These are Jesus' words. Why is that true? It is true because of Galatians chapter 6. If we go over to Galatians chapter 6 and look at verses 7 and 8, Verse 7 says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. The person who does this inevitably deludes himself, who attempts to delude God. For God said, for whatever a man or woman sows, that and that only is what he or she will reap. For he who sows to his own flesh, lower nature, sensuality, will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. You know, I don't know about you, but I can say that I am guilty of Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. It often happens sometimes, and it is human nature, which is what we need to put on the cross daily. When we get into conflict with another person, whether it be our spouse, whether it be a friend, whether it be our children. You know, it's so easy for us to point out the flaws and the inconsistencies and the shortcomings of the other person before we look at ourselves. And the Holy Spirit was telling me that when you point out one person's flaws, the flaws that you are identifying and the flaws that you are bringing to light in that person's presence as you are defending yourself are flaws that are in us. Those are the flaws that we need to look at in ourselves. We need to do some introspection and self-examination and ask the Holy Spirit to guard our lips, and we must think before we speak, especially when we are in an argument or a conflict or a disagreement. Because we need to make sure that the words we speak are life. That is so important. Going down into verse 3, it says, why do you stare from without at the very small particle that is in your brother's eye, but do not become aware of and consider the beam of timber that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me get the tiny particle out of your eye, when there is a beam of timber in your own eye? Now, Jesus used some strong words in this next verse. He said, you hypocrite, first get the beam of timber out of your own eye. And for some of us, that takes a while. You know, putting the flesh on the cross daily, taking up our cross to follow him daily, it takes a lifetime to work toward perfection. That is why it is so important for us to always come before the Father with a repentant heart, a tender heart, a heart that can be moved and changed and shaped and formed personally by Him, by the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Because He will nudge you and I, and He will nudge us, and He will tell us, you know, that's not right. You know you shouldn't have said that. You know that's not according to my word. It says, you hypocrite, verse 5, first get the beam of timber out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly the tiny particle out of your brother's eye. Then he goes on to say in verse 6, do not give that which is holy, the sacred thing. Just stop and think about that. The sacred thing, that which is holy. The word of God is holy. God himself is holy. His statutes, his ways, his precepts are holy. He says, do not give that which is holy, the sacred thing, to the dogs. And do not throw your pearls before the hogs, lest they trample upon them with their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. You know, it's very difficult to speak into someone's life the word of God if their heart is hard. The best way to reach a person that way is to not speak. Do. And let that person read you as a living epistle, a representative of the kingdom. Let them observe in us our dealings and operatings in love toward them. And let them wonder, what is it about this person? I want what they have. Why are they so happy? Why are they at such peace? I want that. Verse 7 says, keep on asking. You know, it reminds me of when my children were young. They would say, hey, Mom, can I do so-and-so? Mom, can I go here? Mom, can I go here? Mom, Mom, can I go here? Mom, Mom, can I go? And they would continue to ask and ask and ask and ask until they got my attention. And I finally would say, okay, let's go. You want to go very badly, so let's go. Jesus said, keep on asking me, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking. Diligently looking. Searching, on a quest, relentless searching, relentless seeking, relentless craving, which you are after Him, the treasure, relentlessly craving Him. He said, keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently. Notice it says, keep on knocking reverently. What does it mean to walk in reverence? Mean to fear the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Keep on knocking reverently, and the door will be open to you. For everyone, not just someone, not just one person, no, he said for everyone. Jesus said for everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. That's a promise. These are things that will definitely happen. Jesus says in verse 9, or what man is there of you, if his son asks him for a loaf of bread, will hand him a stone? Verse 10, or if he asks you for a fish, hand him a serpent? Verse 11, he said, if you then, talking about us, humankind, evil as you are, because the flesh is fallen, the only way we can be redeemed is by accepting Jesus the Christ as our Lord and Savior. And even then, the flesh must be resurrected to be holy and clean and pure and perfect. But he said, if you then, evil as you are, know how to give good, not just good gifts. It says good and advantageous gifts to your children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give good and advantageous things to those who keep on asking him? Verse 12 says, so then, whatever you desire others would do to and for you, even so, do also to and for them. For this sums up the law. It is, and it sums up the law and the prophets. You know, Jesus has already ascended into heaven. He has risen from the dead, and he has been glorified, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit has come, and we who are living now in this dispensation of time are living in the year of our Lord. We are waiting for his return. We are waiting patiently and yet expectantly for the return of our Lord and Savior. And the New Testament, Jesus wrote in his blood when he shed it on Calvary for all mankind. And the whole law of the New Testament, the Old Testament, the entire book of the Bible that Jesus wrote in his blood is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. And it reads, "For the whole law concerning human relationships is complied with in one precept." And what is that one precept? "You shall love your neighbor as you do yourself." Now, it says you shall love your neighbor as you do yourself, which tells us that we cannot effectively love our neighbor if we do not love ourselves first. If we do not look at ourselves and see ourselves the way Jesus sees us, see ourselves as we look in the mirror every day, the way God sees us, not in a puffed up manner, but ask, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to show us, "Lord, how do you see me?" He sees you as precious treasure. He sees you as so special. The very hairs on our head, God numbered. That's how intimately He wants to know and knows us. And He wants us to know Him that way. That's why He said, "Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on seeking. Keep on seeking. Keep on seeking. Keep on studying. Keep on muttering. Keep on meditating the word. Keep on speaking the word. Keep on opening your Bible. Keep on praying with me. Keep on talking with me. Keep on communing with me. Keep on seeking my face. Keep on seeking my face. Keep on seeking me. Keep on seeking." And your eyes will become open and you will see. He wants us to see ourselves as He sees us. You know, growing up, I dealt with a lot of name calling. And people would call me stupid and weird and dumb. And when I was, before I was in the Word really good, I used to let all of those labels roll over in my head all the time. And as I did over the years, my self-esteem depleted. And I began to see myself as those things and tell myself I was those things. Until God said, "Wait a minute. Did I say that about you? What did I say? Did not I say you are the apple of my eye? Do not you think that you are so precious to me that I have told you that I hold you in my hand and no one can pluck you out of it?" And I begin to search the scriptures. And I begin to talk to Him, talk to God, just converse with Him. And I said, "Lord, how do you see me? because I cannot effectively do your word and obey your word when you say, love my neighbor as I do myself, if I do not love myself. Show me who I am, so that when it comes time and you present the opportunity for me to exhibit your love toward my neighbor, I can do it with a pure heart. I can do it with no malice. I can do it without expecting anything in return. I can do it in a humble way. I can do it with a humble heart because I know how precious they are to you, because I know how precious I am to you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this moment and this opportunity that you have given unto us to study your word, to learn a little bit more about you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us on this day and reminding us of the things that we must pay attention to as we work out our soul salvation individually in fear and trembling before you. Lord, help us. We repent for anything that is not like you. We repent for the bad thoughts that we've thought toward ourselves, speaking contrary to your word in our minds. Lord, we have sinned against you. Forgive us. And we thank you for that forgiveness. Holy Spirit, wash our minds. Wash our souls. Wash our emotions with the cleansing water, the refreshing and everlasting water, life-giving water of heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Help us, Lord, to do better. And help us to stay in a state of being needy for you. Again, poured out for you to pour yourself into us. Humble, reverent, worshipful in your presence. Help us to realize that we are in your presence 24 hours a day. And you speak through us, and you're around us, and you're in us, and you're on us, and you surround us in wherever we go, in whatever we do, in whoever we interact with. You see and you know all things. Be mindful and to be considerate of how you feel and what you expect of us. For it is our heart's cry to hear you say from your lips personally to us in that day, well done, good and faithful servant. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. For those of you who have been sending in the prayer requests and praise reports and testimonies and of things that have happened in your lives or things that are happening that God is doing for you in your life and in your family's lives, and how he's just moving and just blessing and just, oh, please do not stop emailing us. You can email us and continue to email us at harvestnlc@gmail.com. That is harvestnlc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. It is a pleasure because we want to obey the word when it says rejoice with those who do rejoice. Amen. And you can also reach us via telephone. And that is area code 214-897-9554. That is area code 214-97-9554. We love to hear from you, especially if this ministry has been a blessing to you in your lives. I am so honored always to be able to break open the word with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. It is such a wonderful thing to study the Word of God. He is so wonderful. He is so excellent. He is so awesome. He is so powerful. He is so mighty. He is so loving. He is so giving. He is so wonderful. You can't help but to praise him. You can't help but to serve him. You can't help but to love him. You can't help but to seek. You can't help but to crave him. You can't help but to want him. For there is no want to those that fear him. Amen. Truly, it is a blessing. I thank you all for joining us. Again, thank you for bearing with us through the technical difficulties of this morning. And I just want to say the priestly blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you as he smiles on you. And may the Lord give you his peace, his shalom, his wholeness, his strength, his joy, his love, his peace, his long-suffering, his patience, himself, his mind, his heart, his essence, all of him, always. This is Minister Renee Ellis saying God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Truly, you all are a blessing. And know that you are special because God made you that way. Enjoy your God-given day today. This is the little one saying, until we meet again to study next time. God bless you. Good God day to you.